Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Satsang with the Shambhala Center. PLAN and I welcome you and are looking forward to a different program this evening. This is the week of Wesak. Wesak was actually yesterday on Wednesday, and there was a beautiful full moon. Wesak, for those of you who aren't familiar with Buddhist tradition, is a celebration every year that celebrates the enlightenment of Gautama Buddha. And there are very powerful energies that come in all week, especially on that full moon, but certainly several days prior and several days after. So we have something a little different in mind for this evening that I think all of you will certainly benefit from. So before I go any further, let's go ahead and do our clearing. I'll ask you to call yourselves forward. Take a nice deep breath. Mother, Father, God, that I am, through the great central sun hierarchy, through the office of the Christ, through the order of Melchizedek, I call upon Archangel Michael to bring the sapphire blue ray. Cut away, cut away, cut away anything in all of our four lower vehicles not emanating directly from our I Am presence. I now call on Archangel Zekiel, keeper of the violet flame. Blaze, blaze, blaze the violet flame through all of our four lower bodies. Transmute, transmute, transmute all the psychic debris Michael has cut free. I now bring forth the invincible ring pass knot and the mirror blue light of invisibility to completely surround each of us. And I call forth a shaft of pure Christ light, one to surround each one of us, and I ask that they be brought to the center of the earth, where I call on Archangel Gabriel to seal them. And I ask that the legions of Michael completely surround each tube of light. And now I ask that our vibrations be raised high above the psychic and astral worlds to the highest realm of illumined truth we each can attain at this time. And now, Mother, Father, God, we place ourselves in service to you and to humanity, and PLAN and I place ourselves in service to all of you listening to this program. We ask that only that which is direct from you be permitted into our perceptions, and that all else of the lower mind be kept out. And we ask that only that which is direct from you be permitted through us. And because we have asked this, we consider it so. So be it. All right. Tonight, we are going into meditation. This is just like the perfect time for nice deep meditation. So I think that what we're going to do is just PLAN and I will facilitate from here while all of you meditate from there, and we'll see what you experience. Please feel free to write in to us with your experiences, questions for Shusada at theshambhalacenter.org, or even on our Facebook page at the Shambhala Center. Let me just read something really quick, and as I end this little reading, we'll go right into meditation, okay? So you right now may want to just go ahead, get settled, close your eyes, and really allow what I'm about to speak to you to sink into your consciousness. I'm actually going to read a short piece that was sent out by Patricia Cota Robles. She does really beautiful light work in the country, and I just think that this was really lovely. So let's listen. Gautama Buddha is a vital force helping to bring enlightenment and humanity's return to Christ consciousness to fruition in ways we never perceived possible. This year during Wesak, we will each experience through our I Am presence and our body elemental shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness that will begin to open our hearts and minds in new and profound ways. The first way this shift will begin to reveal itself to us is through a gentler and kinder way of perceiving even the most recalcitrant of our brothers and sisters in the family of humanity. When we recognize the divinity in all life, we open our heart and mind to new ways of thinking and feeling which are infused with divine love and reverence for life. This in turn lifts us into a higher level of consciousness where we will clearly perceive viable solutions for all of the maladies still surfacing from the old earth. The old concept of us against them is revealed as an illusion. Then the knowing that we are one and that it is only through cooperation and reverence for life that the problems of the day will be solved becomes a blatant and obvious reality. With this awakening and shift of consciousness, we realize profoundly that indeed, we are the ones we have been waiting for.
Thank you. Thank you.